Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Lads, freezing your eggs is something you often hear about on a list of fertility options, but have you ever met someone who has done it? Well, you're about to, because Susan Heron from Cork took that option and is actually on the line now to tell us all about it. Susan, good morning.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm really good. It's great to talk to you. So, Susan, you're 36 now. Can I ask, when did the idea of freezing your eggs first enter your mind?
I suppose it actually goes back a good bit. It goes back about 5 years, I'd say. Where I read an article by someone that I kind of knew, and when I read it and it went through the benefits of it and why you should do it, and you know, people are settling down much later in life, and after I read it I always said that's a really smart thing to do, and I always had it in the back of my head, but I always put it on the long finger. And it was only, I suppose, this time last year that when I was 35 and I was kind of like, maybe this is something now that I should really start getting the ball rolling on. And so this time last year, I started looking into it properly.
At the time you did it, Susan, had you ever met anybody who had done the same?
No, I actually, like, from that time 5 years ago to the time that I was getting it done, I actually had never met anyone who got it done. I'd never heard anyone talking about it or saying that they got it done. And I even think I read or heard very little in media about it since that time. So I really thought when I started to look into it, I really thought I was kind of maybe one of the first people going for it, even though I know I wasn't. But then it turned out like I'm quite open about it, and I started chatting to people, telling people I was thinking about it, and then I was telling people I was in the process. And the more I was open about it, I actually heard of people who had got it done. And even since I've gotten it done, I've heard of a few more people getting it done. And as well, because back in October, November, when I was starting the process, and I was chatting to people, I've heard since that because I was so open about it, that I actually inspired someone else to start looking in and getting the procedure done, which I was delighted to hear about because I didn't have that. I never got that. So, yeah.
Communication and talking is good. I've learned that from being on the show for sure. Where, yeah. I mean, what was your family's reaction?
To be fair, really, really supportive. When I did mention it, like, my family were like, that's really smart. Like, you'll always have those options now when you're older. And like, there was never anything about it. It was always really supportive. And why wouldn't you be doing it?
So you went, there's lots of clinics offering a service, but you went to the Waterstone Clinic. What was the initial process after? So you get in touch, then what happens?
So I got in touch, and then they emailed me a list of, like, before your first consultation, they say to head away to your GP, and there's a list of bloods and a list of hormones that you just need to get checked out, and your GP can do most of them. So I think there's a list of hormones, there's your AMH as well, which is your ovarian reserve, and just make sure your smear is up to date and have all that information, and then you can go then to your first consultation. And then in your consultation, they'll go through your results and they'll just, you know, ask you a few medical questions, and they'll do a scan on you and just check that, yeah, you're a good candidate. And once that's done, then they'll set you up then for a consultation with the nurse. And that'll be another week or two away from when your first consultation. And the nurse then, like, it's really good and it's really well laid out and it's really simple. And the nurse will go through like that 2 week process leading up to your procedure, and like it's done out in a little worksheet that, like, on day one you come in, you get a scan done, day two you start this medicine, and day four you introduce another medicine. And then as well, they'll show you how to perform the injections, because the medicine comes in an injection form, And like, again, really simple. I mean, if I can do it, anyone can, to be honest with you. And they're really helpful, and they'll show you as many times as you need how to perform the injections. And then you kind of go by your worksheet then that she's given you. And day one, you go in for your scan. It's really simple. It's really stress-free. And then coming up to your procedure, they'll bring you in for more and more scans then, because of the injections you're on are like, they're bringing your follicles up to a mature size. So the clinic keep a good eye on like the size of your follicles, and they kind of want to optimize the process for you. They want you to get as many follicles as you can on the day of your procedure. So coming up to your procedure, you're in a lot for scans. And then once they think you're ready and that they have enough follicles at the right size, they'll set your date for your procedure.
Is it a day job? Like, do you go in the morning, you're out in the afternoon kind of thing?
Oh, you're in and out in about 2.5 hours, 3 hours. Yeah. It's a morning job. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't mean to sound, you can stop me if this is too intrusive, but is it like getting a smear?
Yeah, I suppose it is like getting a smear, but it's actually better because
it's less scrapey.
You're heavily sedated. I don't even recall the procedure. You're not under anesthetic, but you're sedated. So the last memory I have is the doctor saying, "Oh, hi, and what do you do for a living?" And I think I told him two words and I was gone.
Great.
And then all I remember then is waking up in a bed. The nurse came in and she said everything went well. And they tell you how many follicles that they receive from you. And then they'll ring you then again that evening then, out of all of those follicles, how many were actually mature candidate eggs that they could freeze. But in and out, don't remember anything. Wow. It was a breeze. Yeah.
Susan, so how many eggs have you got frozen and stored?
I actually got a really good result. I got 17.
Whoa.
Which is, yeah.
Give us one of them.
I know.
That is amazing. So you've,
yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. So when you got the call and they told you you'd 17, how did you feel mentally about this? Like, we keep talking about this insurance policy. Did it give you a bit of security? Did you feel a little bit more relaxed?
Yeah, I did. It's like, it's a big relief. It's a big weight off my shoulders. It's one less thing now. It's one less thing in my life that I have to worry about. And I really mean that. Like, it's a weight off my shoulders. And it just, you know, even if I never have to use them, and please God, that would be the ideal situation. It's just a weight off my shoulders. It takes that pressure off.
Now, let's talk money for a sec, because it's not cheap. So what do you, I mean, do you mind, give me a ballpark, because you have to pay for the procedure and then storage is separate. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. Yeah. So, and it might vary from clinic to clinic. I'm not too sure. But the package to get the egg freezing done, they do include a year storage in that. Mm-hmm. But then after that year, then it's a certain amount for 5 year storage. So you do have to keep in mind whatever lump sum you pay for the procedure, you have to keep in mind that a year later you do have to come up with another lump sum. So it's like, I suppose it's in around, it's in around 3-4 grand to get the procedure done.
Yeah.
And then another 1500 for egg freezing. But what I would also say on that is if you currently have health insurance, it's worthwhile looking in to see if your health insurance does a fertility package, because you could get money back. You could submit for some of them cover egg freezing, and you could get some money back. You could get quite a considerable amount that would help. It could go through your egg. It could go towards your egg freezing the following year, you know. So
interesting. So what is the end game for you? Do you know your plan, or was the idea just to be able to get on with life, knowing that you've had and you have these eggs in the bank? Is that the goal?
Yeah, I think so. Like, it's the end game would be, I would hope that I would never have to use them. It would be great if I never did. But I mean, if I do have to use them, they're there and they're ready to go. And it's it's fantastic. I just don't have to worry about it. And like, I'll know myself when I do realize, look, it's time to dip into the piggy bank. I'll know that time when that time comes myself.
But yeah.
Hopefully never have to come to that.
And if you never have to dip into it, what do you do with your eggs? Can you donate them? Can you get, like, let's say you get pregnant in the next 2 years or whatever, and you're happy or mm-hmm. whatever, and you don't need to dip into that insurance policy. What happens with the eggs?
I'm actually, like, I'm not quite sure, but like, I'm glad you asked it, because it's only in the last couple of weeks that I have started to think about that can I donate the eggs? Because I'm very open-minded. I would love to do someone a favor. If it was a close family member or a close friend, I would absolutely love to do a favor of donating my eggs to someone I know and someone who deserves it. So I must, like, I probably have a bit of research to do on that, but I don't see why I couldn't.
I'm sure that, I don't know, but I presume the option will be there. Susan, what advice would you give to someone listening now that this idea has struck with? And I mean, what should they look into or have in mind?
So what I would say is get it done sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And like, don't put it on the back burner. If you're in the position, don't put it on the back burner. I tell people do that. I tell people, look into their health insurance, it might help. Go for it, because I think, like, I certainly remember coming out of my first consultation, it was the only time that I was probably emotional about it at any stage of the process. And I was like, this is the most worthwhile thing I'll ever do. And what I would say is, even if you're not planning, if you don't know you want children at this stage, still, why wouldn't you secure your fertility? It's better to have the option in a few years' time than not having the option at all. So I would just tell people, just consider it one way or the other.
Susan here, and thanks so much for taking the time to tell us about why you decided to freeze your eggs and how the whole thing works. We wish you the very best of luck with whatever comes next. As you heard there, Susan, freezing eggs is an option to consider, but it's important to say, like anything in life, there are no guarantees, but it really could be worth having a chat to your doctor, who could advise you on the many clinics offering this service in Ireland and if this is an option for you. We'll have more after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.